Put the bass up, will you?
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, crap bag podcast. Some thoughts on a couple of fringe sports, if you will. Stuff that we get to in the crap bag, but maybe don't get a chance to expand a lot on. This week, thinking a lot about Johnny Manziel and this situation in Memphis. Man, I'm really rooting for Johnny to do well, and I don't even think it needs to be something great. I don't think it needs to be an NFL job, a starting job, or anything like that. I just think he needs to be competent. I think he needs to go to work, and he's never really shown that he can do that consistently. I don't love the fact that he walked away from Canada like he did. I kind of wanted him to stick it out for those 2 years, but maybe he just realized once he was there that, you know, this opportunity maybe made more sense in America. He got caught in one situation in Canada where he was on a good team, but he couldn't get the job and become a starter. And then he ends up on a really, really bad team, got a concussion, and things didn't really go well. So I'm just hoping it works out for him. I'm a little concerned that it is Mike Singletary as his coach. Mike obviously has had his kooky parts of his career, and I'm not quite sure if him coaching Johnny Manziel makes the most sense in the world. I don't know if that's actually the best idea, but we'll see. Christian Hackenberg certainly didn't work out for that team, and then they went to Mettenberger, and he got hurt. So I don't know if he plays this week, but if you do want to check it out, the Birmingham-Memphis game is Sunday at 7 on NFL Network. And, I don't really have a specific team that I've really latched on to. I like some of the logos. I like San Antonio because it's, you know, local, and there's some Aggies on that team. But now maybe Memphis becomes a team that that I gravitate towards because of Johnny. If nothing else, I just root for him. I'm also glad to hear that they did their due diligence, they being the AAF. They did their due diligence, and they're going to give him a shot. That means there's no recurrence of any kind of domestic violence stuff with Johnny. I think that just means he was trying to get out of Canada to come play football in the United States. So hopefully Johnny is in a decent place. I mean, he's married now, and you know, everything is hopefully headed in a good direction. Now we'll see what he's got. In terms of another thing, you guys listen to the show and listen to the crap bag. You know I love the UFC, and seems like a lot of crossroads moments in the UFC recently. But this story that came out this week about the UFC and ESPN Plus has me both excited but also a little confused as to exactly what's about to happen. So it was announced this week that ESPN Plus is now the exclusive point of sale for all UFC pay-per-views. So every single pay-per-view is going to be done through ESPN Plus. So I'm still trying to figure out exactly what this means in terms of, you know, when I get a pay-per-view at my house, it's through my TV. It's through the Spectrum. Go to the your TV, you go to your guide, you set it up, and you buy it that way. Now I'm trying to figure out how am I going to be purchasing these pay-per-views. The next pay-per-view is April 13th. So obviously, if I hear something, I'll pass it along. Feel free to pass along any information you have to me, either at Twitter, at chastings1049. You can email me, chadhastings@austinradionetwork. But all us UFC fans, we got to stick together and figure out what this is going to be. So I did a little math on this. And if you're a fan, it seems like they're going to try to save us a little money with ESPN Plus. So number one, and let's just be honest about this. Number one, if you are out there and you're getting ESPN Plus because maybe you are borrowing a friend's login, I don't know how it works on a pay-per-view now. If they buy the pay-per-view, then are you still able to watch the pay-per-view somehow through your ESPN Plus? I don't know how it works. I don't know if they put fail-safes in to make sure everybody has to buy it. So not sure how that works at this point, but the money I'm looking at, what they're talking about is that you buy a year, get a year of ESPN. So right now, a year of ESPN Plus is what, $60, $5 a month for a total of 60. And then what they're saying is you get the year for $79.99. So my interpretation of that is you get the year plus, and the $79.99 includes one pay-per-view. So basically that pay-per-view, think of it as it's $20, the one pay-per-view, and then each additional pay-per-view is $59.99. So I did a rough estimate, and basically by what I can tell is if you watch every single pay-per-view, you're talking about 700, in a normal situation, you're talking about $780 for 12 pay-per-views. And then in this situation, it looks like they're going to save you about $40 the first year. First year, you'd save $40, like it would go down to $740. And then after that, assuming that the pay-per-views stay the same price, if the pay-per-views stay at, say, $59.99, like they're talking about, then maybe they end up saving you, I believe it'd be $60 that second year. For those of you that do not watch every single pay-per-view, by my math, you got to watch five pay-per-views to get ahead. You got to watch five pay-per-views to, you know, make it be a deal, if you will, make it be a better financial situation over the alternative. Plus, you get ESPN Plus. We have to remember that. There is the UFC cards that come on ESPN Plus that would be available to you, obviously, anyway. So I'm trying to figure all this out. I'll admit that being a professional wrestling fan and being familiar with what WWE Network provides its fans, this one's a little frustrating. I think WWE Network kind of sets the standard on this thing, because what they do, if you don't know, is it's $10 a month, so $120 for the year, but every pay-per-view is free. So it just comes with it. And I'm not asking UFC to necessarily do that, but what I'm hoping is now that they're locked in, and the other part of this week's announcement was Dana White's going to got an extended deal through like the next 7 years, and then the deal with ESPN and UFC extends 7 years, and it involves this whole pay-per-view thing. So as we move along, hopefully there's more discounts there. Hopefully they'll tell you, you know, if you sign up for this much time of ESPN Plus, you get deals on pay-per-views. You know, if you sign up by this time for a certain pay-per-view, maybe the pay-per-view is going to be, you know, $40 or $30 or whatever. So hopefully they're going to be saving us a little bit of money. Now, bottom line, I've heard Dana White, you know, talking about the way this is going to work. And deep down, I want to trust him. Deep down, I'm going to trust that Dana is going to do what's right for the fans, and it's going to make sense. That's kind of what I have to do. I have to trust him in the end. And, you know, I've really enjoyed the sport. I'm concerned about it getting a little washed out. I'm concerned about it getting too spread out. There's just card after card after card. You know, last week there was a card, but I only kind of cared about the last fight. And this week it's sort of the same. Haven't looked at the full card, but every single week there's something either on ESPN Plus. They haven't had much on, you know, regular ESPN as of yet. And then we're going to have this pay-per-view deal. So I hope it all makes sense. Again, that next pay-per-view, April 13th, with, I believe, two title fights up. I believe that's the Max Holloway interim title fight. And then I believe there's another belt up for grabs there. So we'll just see. And again, if you get any info on UFC, please let me know, and I'll spread the word to everybody on the show. So there you go. Obviously, remember the tournament's coming up, and Thursday we're going to be, the show's going to be at Twin Peaks in Round Rock. Friday we're going to be at The Rock Bar in downtown Round Rock, so that should be fun. Come on out and check out the tournament with us, and we'll see if we actually get some good basketball. Crap Bag Podcast.